Welcome to Endo Voices, brought to you by the American Association of Endodontists, the show where we are advancing the art and science of endodontics and promoting the highest standards of patient care with today's top experts in the field. Now, here's your host, Dr. Marcus D. Johnson.
So we'll go ahead and begin, and I just want to welcome our guests back for joining us for another episode of Endo Voices. My name is Dr. Marcus Johnson, and I am your host. And today we wanted to bring to you a special podcast with some very important content. And we're really talking about the AAE and a board transformation initiative. And we've brought together Dr. Alan Gluskin, current president of the AAE, and president-elect Dr. Alan Law to kind of discuss and have this discussion about what this means for the AAE, how do we actually see this moving forward, and what is everybody's contribution, and how can we all just really focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion so that ultimately we are a more receptive and responsive association and we can better address the needs and the changing face of our membership. So with that said, I just love to welcome you both here. Thank you so much for being with us on a Friday afternoon. I know you're extremely busy schedules planning for virtual AAE and everything else. So welcome and thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marcus. Well, it's a pleasure to be here.
I guess it's just, I'll frame this from the perspective of this plan has been presented after a great deal of research and insight into high performing boards. And, you know, our current structure, meaning that we pretty much select directors from regions throughout the United States, is now going to undergo some sort of transition. And so I wanted to just talk about a little bit of the background, how this initiative has come up, and why now is the right time, and how we're going to move forward with this plan, and what exactly does that mean for the AAE?
Well, I certainly believe that the AAE is concerned about meeting our future head on in terms of how we see the world. And we have recognized from surveys of our membership and surveys of our board that we just don't really represent the diversity of young members in our profession and in our specialty. And so it became an important feature of our understanding that board composition is really important. And we have been doing it for years based on regional areas of the country. And that may not necessarily represent as well the kind of ethnic diversity, gender diversity, and other qualities that we want in board membership. So we hired the Association Management Center based in Chicago, who deals with associations, about a year and a half ago to help us determine how we could create a board that was effective, efficient, and represented the diversity in our membership.
And, you know, and I really want to applaud the AAE for taking that initiative and understanding that there is a need and to better represent our membership, not just from a standpoint of, you know, ethnic background, race, gender, but also expertise, like you alluded to, Dr. Gluskin, differences in experience and knowledge. And so, Dr. Law, we'll bring you in now and just kind of share with us, you know, why is this endeavor so important and what has your involvement been at this point?
Well, as a member of the executive committee and the board of directors, we've had a lot of involvement. And I'm also a member of the Constitution and Bylaws Committee. I should mention that this has been going on for at least two committees. Constitution and Bylaw Committees have taken this charge to look at the diversity of our board and the effectiveness of our board. So it's not new this year. And it's also important to recognize this is not something that just our organization is recognizing. I was reading an article in the Harvard Business Review. In 2019, a record 59% of directors added to the boards of S&P 500 companies were women and men belonging to racial and ethnic minority groups. So we're recognizing what a lot of S&P companies are recognizing and other associations are recognizing. We need that diversity and the skill sets that can be brought in with that diversity to be a more effective and efficient board. So my role has been to listen to the others, all the information that's been collected heretofore, and make a decision that we brought to the board of directors of the AAE to make these changes in the Constitution and bylaws, and then to really to educate the membership of the importance of this initiative.
And I think that's a great point. It's all about education, because sometimes, as the great Frederick Douglass would say, the great abolitionist and civil rights activist, that without struggle, there is no progress. And so we hope that our members will receive this message in good favor, and that we can actually move forward as an organization. But we do understand that sometimes it may be met with a little apprehension and some struggle. But I would agree that now is the right time to put this plan into action. So this is very exciting, and indeed it is important. And it's nice to know that this has been an initiative that has been ongoing and is reflected not just within the AAE, but like you mentioned, Dr. La, other Fortune 500 companies. How will this initiative really secure or ensure that these diversity and inclusion merits are actually met and realized within our board?
Well, we have had a nominating committee that has nominated officers for the board, and we are changing that nominating committee in terms of how they nominate members for leadership, and it is now redefined as a leadership committee. And so it will consist of three past presidents and two current directors who are sitting on the board. And they will solicit from our nation, okay, nominations of individuals who are worthy, who have skills and leadership ability that we're looking for, and they will make those nominations to our leadership committee. And in essence, what we have been doing, and the anxiety that we want to allay in our membership and listening to this podcast, is that the districts didn't necessarily give us the diversity that we are looking for, both in gender and in technical expertise, scientific expertise, and other kinds of expertise that we would want if we were going to be a distinctive board moving forward. And so in looking at all the aspects of how we want our board to function, at-large membership was originally the way the AAE board was selected. We went to districts a number of decades ago, but that wasn't the original way we selected board members. And now, going back to that, to have a more defined board with the kind of people and the backgrounds we're looking for will really help the AAE again move forward. And sometimes looking back helps you move forward.
Indeed, you summed it up perfectly with regards to that. And just kind of to better ensure that our listeners are very clear on the changes that are really being proposed, can you recap exactly what's going to be changing with regards to process? I know you kind of touched on the board composition and three past presidents and then two board members that will be selected to the Leadership Development Committee, correct?
That's correct. The Leadership Development Committee will be nominating the at-large directors. So currently we have two directors from every district, and we have seven districts. So that's 14 directors that serve three-year terms. As we transition to the at-large directors, we'll go away from the district caucuses where nominating committees were selecting and nominating a district director to the nominating committee, and that would be voted at the General Assembly. We'll be transitioning from that to the Leadership Development Committee, which will look at the strategic initiatives of the association, determine the competences we need, look at the diversity of the board, and then they will nominate the directors, the at-large directors, and they won't be all nine at one time. We'll still have the three-year overlapping director terms, and that will be taken to the General Assembly. We'll still have the General Assembly voting for the directors of the association. The board of directors will vote on the officers, just as they do now in the American Board of Endodontics and the foundation. Now we're proposing that the board of directors of the AAE also elect their officers as it's done in the other two organizations. So those are the major changes. We'll be going from 14 directors that are district-based to 9 at large. We're also looking at the size of the executive committee as it relates to the overall size of the board. And we're going to have a board of 15 members, which has been shown and from the research with association management consultants who we looked to for our board size. They recommended a board of 15. So we'll have the 9 at-large directors, and we're also going to go to a size 5 for the executive committee. So we're eliminating the position of the vice president.
Got it. I mean, that's a lot of information. And we really appreciate you both being able to, you know, speak candidly about this transformation, which I feel is definitely well warranted. And the time is now. Just for our general listeners, since the General Assembly still has to actually support this initiative and pass this initiative, is there an opportunity for someone who says, hey, I was not nominated for a position to be a director, but I still would like to put my name out there? Is there some sort of pathway that they can take to actually still be recognized?
Absolutely. Through the district, they can get 25 signatures, just like has always been the case, and give the district director, the current district director, their nomination packet. And if they bring it to the board, they will be voted on exactly like the ones that the leadership committee is nominating for board membership. And so it can come from the grassroots as well. We feel it's much more effective and efficient to come from the leadership committee. But if a member believes that they are worthy and want to bring it to the General Assembly for a vote, they can do that through the district.
And the petition is actually 50. They need 50 signatures on their petition, and it needs to be presented to the AAE 30 days prior to the General Assembly.
Yes, I'm sorry. I said 25, but you're absolutely right, Alan. Thank you.
Okay, so it's 50 signatures?
Yes.
Oh, 50. Okay. Well, I mean, I think that's nice that there is another avenue to still pursue active leadership. And, you know, just kind of going off a little tangent, I was looking in the latest JATA, and they had a nice excerpt on leadership diversity within dentistry. And they actually highlighted, I think there's 12 specialties that fall under the ADA. And they were kind of categorizing the different specialties and the leadership that they've had since 2000. And when you actually put it in a diagram format, it's pretty fascinating to see that even though the AAE has embraced gender differences, we've had, at least 4 different past presidents that have been women, there have really been no non-white male or female presidents of the AAE, which was pretty interesting. And of course, that spans across the board. And we saw that there are also at least 5 other specialties where that same trend was actually visible or illustrated. So I just really want to applaud the AAE on taking that initiative to understand and better welcome different diverse groups, whether it be racial, gender, religion, and really take a forefront stand and bringing that so that now we can have a little bit more representative leadership that kind of represents what we see, the changing demographic of our association. So,
right. And we recognized it was possible to do that before through the district caucuses, but there was no coordinated way to do that. So it was, if it happened, it would be more by chance than design. And this allows us to put a lot of thought and address our strategic initiatives as the Leadership Development Committee looks at nominees for these positions.
Let me also add that while 7 districts were good for the AAE 20 years ago when we went to that, because it looked like a lot of the leadership was coming out of the East Coast, all right, and we wanted the West Coast represented and the middle of the country represented. With the kind of communication we have now through the internet and computers and things like that, the geographic representation isn't as critical as being only one of the characteristics we're looking for, in addition to all the others in terms of talent and background and experience. I mean, someone qualified to get on the board who really wanted to be on the board in some districts had to wait almost 6 to 9 years to get on when there were others ahead of them. And we can short circuit that. So now it offers the opportunity for newer members. You look at who's getting the research and scientific awards at our annual session of the residents. And, you know, you're seeing names that come from all over the world. These are individuals in residencies in endodontics that are second generation children. And we really want them in leadership as soon as they're eligible. And otherwise, you know, it becomes just an old boys club. And we are really seriously trying to get away from that.
Right. And I would add that not just the scientific sessions and the awards, but also the American Board of Endodontics. If you look at our new diplomates, they're a very diverse and talented group. And we need to have that diversity and talent on our board and in other leadership positions at the AAE.
And I agree with that sentiment in totality. And I think it's also important to note that just the influence of leadership, seeing someone who looks like you or maybe has a similar background, that influence of mentorship and allowing someone to have some sort of emotional proximity and aspire to say, hey, I can see myself in that position, in a leadership position one day, just from the mere fact that you see someone who shares some other similarities outside of just, you know, you both are endodontists. So really pleased to hear this. Thank you so much for joining me on this podcast and really trying to get this content out to our members. So let's kind of just bring it full circle so we can give it in a nutshell. What is the main points that are changing in terms of now we have a leadership development committee that is going to be comprised of 3 past presidents and 2 board members. Board members will be selected, if I'm correct, from the General Assembly. Correct? The General Assembly has that power to...
They will be voted on. That slate of nominees will be voted on by the General Assembly.
Okay.
As in the past.
As in the past.
But the leadership committee, all right, will be soliciting applications for board members.
Gotcha. And then from within the board itself, we'll actually elect the executive committee, so to speak.
Right, the officers. Right. And this is in line with what the ABE, the American Board of Endodontics, and our foundation, they already do this. They elect their own officers. So we're following that precedent there.
Fantastic. All right. So what's the best resource if, you know, someone listening wants to find out a little bit more information and be involved or just kind of have a more general understanding of this new leadership composition?
Marcus, our website will be posting all the reasons, the most frequently asked questions about it. It'll outline why we're doing it and make a strong case for this is the best way for a board to function. And the AAE believes that diversity, gender equity, and competence really matters in picking a board for our future. We absolutely can't survive as an association unless we're relevant to our members. And that relevance includes our leadership. We need leadership that can absolutely speak to all our members. And we thought this was the most appropriate time to try and get that done.
Right. And I will add that as we look at the size of the board and people assume there are fewer positions, there may not be an opportunity for me or fewer opportunities. We have so many AAE committees that do so much of the work of the association. If you look at the composition of the committees, it's much more diverse than the board is. So we're recognizing at the committee level, this is the way that new members, existing members that want to get involved, this is a way for them to learn about the association and be identified by the Leadership Development Committee and others for potential other roles in the organization. So please consider being on committees and being involved in the organization.
You know, that's a salient point. And as a former member of the Public and Professional Relations Committee, I really can say that being in that space and working with those individuals, you have a strong impact on the direction of our profession and really just on the membership. And being, I guess what we would classify a non-white member, I really do feel that the welcoming spirit and just the collegiality of the AE has always been on the forefront. And I think that it's beautiful that now we are actually taking a little bit stronger initiative to illustrate that more thoroughly. But I love the AAE. I've had some amazing times, great experiences, and learned from amazing leaders like you, Dr. Gluskin and Dr. Allen, next president, Dr. Law. And so really looking forward to these exciting changes coming down the pipeline, and very happy to be an active member on the board as well. And really just to see how much service goes into having an organization like ours run effectively and efficiently. And I think this is also a good time to mention the AAE staff, who oftentimes is overlooked, but without them, we would probably be nowhere. And they're just phenomenal in their charge and their initiative and really supporting the membership of the AAE. So,
Marcus, I couldn't agree more. Having worked with the staff so closely this year, we are blessed with a staff that is so effective and so efficiently devoted to our association. We are really, truly lucky and blessed.
Yes. And Marcus, thank you for serving on the Public and Professional Relations Committee. It's a hardworking committee, as you know, as a lot of these committees are. And I so appreciate all the effort that people put in, the volunteer hours, that the service is enjoyable, as you know. Getting to know the other members and becoming a member of the AAE family is so important. So thank you for doing that. And thank you, Dr. Gluskin, for your leadership and helping us shepherd through this process to bring to the General Assembly in April. I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say overall about the association in your past year, but certainly you directing us as we vote on this constitution and bylaws change.
It'll be a pleasure, and we're encouraging our members to help us with these changes by voting in favor of these bylaws changes.
Indeed. So yeah, we all stand in support, diversity, equity, and inclusion. And we just want to thank our listeners for taking time out to better understand this board transformation initiative. And of course, President Gluskin and soon to be President Allen Law, thank you so much for your time and sharing some knowledge with our listeners. So
thank you.
Thank you, Marcus.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Endo Voices. Don't forget to subscribe so you can catch all of our upcoming episodes covering the hottest topics in endodontics. As always, we welcome your questions, comments, and ideas for future show topics and guests. Email us at endovoices@aae.org. And visit aae.org for more information on the American Association of Endodontists.